Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Raju Engineers Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Khushbu Chandrakant Doshi from Raju Engineers. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome you all to Raju Engineers Limited earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and full year ended on March 31st, 2023. Thank you all for taking the time out and join us today. With me today on this call, we have Mr. Utsav Kishore Doshi, who is the Joint Managing Director, Mr. Sunil Jain, Executive Director, Mr. Prakash Daga, CFO, and team from Adfactors PR, our investor relations team. We have shared our results updated and presentation and media release. I hope you all must have gone through with that. I would like to share financial performance, recent developments, and outlook for the future. Coming to the full year financial performance, revenue from operation FY23 was 159.79 crore as against 172 crore in FY22, a YOY decrease of 7%, mainly because of delay in export dispatches. There has been tremendous shortage of USD currency in financial system in some of the African countries. Our customer in these countries are not able to open the LCs or remit the balance pre-dispatch payment, due to which at the end of the year, some machines were ready but waiting for dispatch against their orders. EBITDA stood at rupees 13.99 crore against 20 crore, decrease of 33% YOY, mainly because some significant expenditure on sales promotions and exhibitions and R&D. EBITDA margin was at 8.76%, a decrease of 340 basis points YOY due to significant strategic expenditure made by the company under opportunity building exercise, resulting a little pressure on the margin for FY23. Profit after tax was 10.02 crore in FY23 as compared to 14.18 crore in FY22, YOY decrease of 32%. PAT margin was 6.16% and decrease of 233 basis points YOY. Basic EPS stood at rupees 1.63 in FY23 as compared to rupees 2.40 in FY22, YOY decrease of 32%. If you talk about the recent development during the year, we are happy to share that as a part of our strategy to increase the focus in agriculture sector, we have bagged the business worth of 30 crore from one of the leading manufacturer of agriculture products from export market. This prestigious order for our cutting-edge drone film line machine for manufacturing of silo bags as per need and requirement of the customer. We believe that our machine will empower silo bag manufacturers to optimize their operation and deliver superior storage solutions to every sector and around the world. Earlier being sourced from the European supplier, these bags will now be manufactured right there. We are continuously expanding our product portfolio. As the world increasingly shifts towards renewable energy, we see a tremendous growth opportunity in solar panel manufacturing. That is where Raju entered and captured the opportunity through our new product called Lemina E. This is India's first mono and multilayer EVA or PoE sheet extrusion system for producing encapsulant sheet for solar cells. It is an import substitution product and a move that would empower solar panel manufacturer and also make a difference to India's energy program and our country's journey towards energy independence by 2047. At Raju, with our business strategy, we are expanding our global footprint, focusing on market penetration and making continued investment in R&D to promote the advancement of energy efficiency in our product line and digitalization of our aftermarket services. We continue to endeavor for our customer centricity approach and stakeholders' delight. As we move forward, Our focus is to take significant market share in agriculture and renewable sector, giving equal importance to plastic recycling. We will continue to invest in sustainable technology and practices to ensure that we play our part in protecting our planet for future generations. Going ahead, we expect to maintain our growth trajectory combined with strong product offering and brand position in market. Based on the domestic and export outlook, we are confident that we are looking forward to a high value orders in line with our expectation from high growth markets. Our target is to grow at 15 to 17% year on year in terms of revenue. We are also focusing on improving EBITDA margin by increasing the contribution of high value products and improving our operating efficiency. So with this brief, I thank you very much and invite you to ask any question that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Harsh Sharma, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, good evening.
Yeah, hi, good evening.
So my first question is, what is our current order book and what is our tenure for the same?
The current order book is 185 crore.
Okay.
And the lead time of the products ranges from 3 months to 8 months.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much. And what is our domestic and global share in as per Q4 and FY23?
FY23, the domestic has contributed to 65% of the total revenue, while the export has contributed 35%.
Fine, fair enough. And how does the company plan to stay ahead of the competition? And like
of course,
to adapt?
Staying ahead of the competition, we have a plan for development of our, you know, enhancement in our existing product, and that's where we are focusing on high value orders with the latest technology that can give us an edge over the competitors, not only from India but from Europe as well.
Yes. So basically, last question, are there like any specific growth strategies that are planned ahead?
Yes, we are more focusing on export market because, and with that reason, we have invested heavily on the R&D, other sales and marketing promotions, and also on the sales team, building up the entire sales team for looking after the world market.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mahindra Gala from H&M Associates. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I congratulate to the team that they are able to maintain, leaving that sales promotion and the exhibition expenses or R&D. I think the comparables from the 22 FY and FY23 are nonetheless lesser than the previous year. Because of this all expenditures of the expansion, I would like to ask that what is the expansion plan right now when we are spending sizable amount of 5 crore on sales promotion and R&D? What is the expansion plan that company is looking forward?
Sir, if it touches the 200 crore, the capacity will be over. So this is the right time for the expansion, and we would be doing expansion in this year, not only on a tooling, but also in terms of building up a new capacity in terms of space as well. So we do have a plan for the expansion this year, and company may invest around 20 to 25 crore for increasing the capacity.
Okay. The another question I would like to ask is, there is a sizable trade receivables this year end, quarter four ending. There is also an high bank balances of around 15 crore. And there is also a loans given of 28 crore.
Right.
Compared to the previous year, the loans are almost doubled. I didn't find any increase in the other income compared to the last year, because the there is an income of 2.73 last year, FY22, of the other income, and current year also there is an other income of 2.79. When the loans are increased to double, can you ask that when these loans are being increased exactly?
Sure, sir. Prakash bhai, would you like to take this? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah,
Mr. Dalla. The loans are representing mostly the fixed deposits held with the bank. It is not actually the loans given to any third parties. So, and the amount which is which is showing an increase, it is just because of the heavy amount of advances received against the new orders during the last quarter of the year.
So, are they advances or are they in the form of an loans?
No, no, they are deposits held in the banks. Actually, there's a slight schedule presentation here.
Because when I see the figures, it shows that there is a double, exactly the figures are double in the loans.
Yeah.
But I fail to understand, in the other income, there is no corresponding increase in the other income.
No, no, those are deposits, those are representing fixed deposits with the bank, and the amount has substantially increased just because of the heavy advances received during the last quarter against new orders.
I understand, sir. Then the fixed deposits are increased, so the other income should also have corresponding impact, which I didn't found on the profit and loss account for the current
substantial. The fixed deposits, what I am saying is, the substantially it has increased during the last quarter only.
Okay.
It was a very small amount of interest earned on the only for a month during the last quarter.
Okay, and one more doubt which I had is, in the cash flow statement, there is shown that there is a bank overdraft of 1.52 crore.
Hmm.
And there is a positive balance, bank balance of 15 crore. So, is this figure sounds correct as I have understood, or there is any misunderstanding by me? Because I just want to understand that there is an overdraft as well as there is a bank balance of 15 crore as well.
So there was no overdraft. It represents, I would just tell you the figure.
When I look at the bottom line of the cash flow statement, last line, I see that there is a figure of 1425.82.
Yes.
And when I look at the bank balance in the my statement of assets and liabilities, it shows that 1578.03 is the positive balance of the bank. Now, when I reconcile, because cash flow normally has the previous year figures of 1080.97, and it has to reconcile with the 1578.03.
Right.
But there is an particular suggests me that it is because of the bank overdraft, or what it is exactly.
Okay. No, there is no bank overdraft, absolutely, because the company is already flooded with the cash, so we are not
getting right. So I just wanted to know where these figures have gone, like.
I'll just have to check the figure, because I will just visit the schedule.
Sure.
Thank you. Do you have any follow-up question, Mr. Gala?
No, thanks a lot, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity, and all the best for the coming year of the expansion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Devang, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a question that what would be the PAT, sustainable PAT margin for next few years?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes, yes.
What would be the sustainable PAT margins for next few years?
Sustainable margins would be around 8 to 10%.
8 to 10%. And for how many years this 15 to 18% growth guidance that you have given is sustainable?
Sorry, I didn't get that question properly. If you can repeat it, please.
Yes. For how many years the 15 to 18% guidance for revenue growth you have given is sustainable?
We are seeing, we are expecting a more growth, but for this year, we are seeing it conservatively. So for another next 3 years, we see a clear pipeline and feel that it can be achievable.
Okay, good. And what would be the capex for the year? As you said that 200 crore is the limit for the existing capacity.
Yes, so for the next year, we would be investing around 20 to 25 CR on a enhancement of the existing space and, of course, on the tooling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Finra. Finartha, please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Anik, you're sounding very distant. Can I request you to speak through the handset?
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to understand, we have exposure in agriculture, plastic extrusion, as well as in the solar industry. So I want to understand, if you can roughly give some breakup.
Anik, sorry to interrupt you, but we are losing your audio in between.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Okay. My question is, your company is exposed to mainly three sectors, agriculture, solar, and plastic extrusion. Now, my question is, if you can provide me some color on the breakup in terms of its volume or revenue, that will be helpful.
Mr. Jain, would you like to take this, please?
Yeah, good evening. Firstly, let me clarify that there are three segments which are agriculture and infrastructure, solar, and flexible packaging process. All these sectors are, extrusion is a process which is involved in all the three sectors. So, and coming to your next question, that flexible packaging will continue to contribute to about 50 to 65%, followed by infrastructure would be about 30-35%, and rest will be solar. And this ratio over a period of time will change because we are trying to de-risk ourselves and develop more in the agriculture or the infrastructure sector and the solar sector. Does that answer your question?
Sir, you referred infra 30 to 35%. So do you consider agri and plastic extrusion both in infra?
No. Let me first clarify. Extrusion is a process. Rest all are applications. And all these applications use extrusion. So extrusion is not a category.
Okay. Understood.
Extrusion is a process and all these three applications, whether it is packaging or whether it is agriculture and infrastructure or solar energy, all these three are
okay. Thank you. Sir, my in terms of margin, what sort of margin is involved in, is margin is almost similar in all the sectors or do you attract different margins?
See, obviously, in the emerging technologies, the margin will be better. And that is the reason why there is a shift towards new applications. And as Mr. Doshi also mentioned to you, When we get into exports, the margins are better. So there's a very heavy focus on exports. The margins would be different for each sector.
Ma'am, you were referring to 200 crore of CapEx if I'm not mistaken. Can you give me some rough, approximate allocation of the CapEx for FY24? You referred, I think, 200 crore if I'm not wrong.
Hello?
Hello? The question is clear. Please go ahead.
Madam mentioned, if I'm not wrong, Madam mentioned 200 crore of CAPEX for FY24. If I'm not wrong. So I just wanted to understand the allocation of the CAPEX.
No, it's okay.
See, 200 crores was the expected top line. We then further, and if we want to go beyond 200 crores, what she mentioned was there will be a capex of 20 to 25 crores, which will largely come from building space and pool.
Okay. So 200 crores in FY24?
No. What she said was that in the current capacity, we can do 200 crores.
And current turnover,
the expected growth is 15 to 17%. So there are two separate things.
Understood. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Meet from Neveshe. Please go ahead.
Hello, ma'am. I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
In press release, you have mentioned that due to some practical difficulties, customers and some orders got dispatched during Q4, which resulted in increased raw material costs impacting the margins, right?
Right.
So, how this kind of late delivery is impacting our margins?
That's a good question. It does impact the margins, and it's moreover, these machines are very big in the sizes. So whenever the delivery gets held, it occupies a lot of space, which resulting into the delay of other projects, which probably customers are ready to left. So the way Mr. Jain mentioned that because of the high value products, which is when we say high value, those are high in technology and the sizes too. So that's how, you know, they affect the margin, and of course because of that the other things get delayed further. So around, I would say that around 2 to 3% of margin, it depends what kind of a project get hold. In this particular year, those are the very big projects which we have dispatched after, you know, Q4 gets over. So yeah, does this answer your question?
Okay, and in Q4 also, we have mentioned that there will be some delay in delivery. So, our margin will be also impacted in Q1?
Right. So, it's overall margin, if we have to talk about, it affects, you know, in a net margin, get affected 2 to 3%.
Okay, so when we can see this recovering the margins?
For this year, we are sure of that there will be an improvement in the margins.
In guidance for the margin?
It would be around 8 to 10% in terms of net margin.
Okay, so my next question is, when new CapEx will come on the line and how much revenue we can expect from the new CapEx at the 100% capacity utilization?
See, in this case, 100% capacity utilization is never possible, and one cannot even intend to have that situation because then it is too risky for the company. So we intend to utilize our capacity to 80 to 85%. And for the new CapEx, which we are planning in this year, so we will be able to have the results in FY24 onwards.
So, how much of revenue we can achieve at 80 to 85% on new CapEx?
On a new capacity, we would be able to see, for example, this year we are targeting to grow by at a 15 to 70%. So if we have to continue to register our YOY growth at the same level, then we need a more capacity. So with the new capacity, we will be able to achieve the 15 to 18% growth for FY 2024 and 2025.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Daniel, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, in terms of overcoming challenges, what are your strategic plans and any regarding if there are any other burning issues in the business?
Okay. So the current challenges, if we talk about the manpower and the skill set, which is a real problem, and of course, the dependability on the same. From our side and from the customer side, there is a lot of dependability on the manpower. So as we mentioned, that we are heavily spending on the R&D effort, basically mainly into digitalizing everything and make a kind of a product where customer also do not need to depend on the manpower and skills of the current available manpower. So that is one of the challenge. Another important challenge, where you know, in capital goods, you spend 2-3 years in marketing, in develop the market, and when you start getting results and some geopolitical issues gets in a different direction and all the efforts get different in a different direction. So this is the biggest challenge. Like, we have a Pakistan, very good market, but we cannot dispatch. And of course, the countries, European countries and countries like Turkey, where we were heavily invested in the previous year and started having the fruits. But then again, a geopolitical situation between Russia and Ukraine, which resulted into many challenges like supply chain, developing market and then cannot dispatch. And of course, resulting into other issues, which is out of control. When the company as an institute is ready to deliver the product, but because of many other issues which are out of control, one cannot do that. So these are the challenges which are not in our hand. Other challenges, we feel that the price competitiveness in the domestic market, which is again, India being a very, very price-sensitive market, it is very challenging to have the appreciation of the technology. But we also see that Indian players are growing and can now afford the European technology. So if they afford the European technology, we are able to compete with them, and then we are able to give a right value proposition to the market, that with the same kind of, same level of technology, we would be 25% to 30% more affordable as compared to any technology coming from Europe. So these are the challenges as far as the total growth and margins are concerned.
Thank you so much for that. And if I talk about packaging industry, it has increased over a period, the demand. So how do you expect, or how do you measure this demand to be in the near future in collaborating with our business?
Yeah, packaging is currently, see, our product line, product portfolio mainly contributing on the packaging industry, which includes flexible packaging and semi-rigid packaging. So both are contributing well, and after COVID, all the doors have opened for this industry because of the high level of hygiene required in food packaging. So the industry is growing, and we feel that for another next 3 years, we see a good growth as far as domestic industry is concerned, and also for export market.
Okay. Thank you for those insights. And also one more thing, in our export markets, which specific regions, you know, account for most orders, where from where the major orders are coming in? which countries to be specific?
Major countries, yeah. So if we talk about the continents, it's African countries and Asia Pacific countries are contributing more. And since these are the matured markets for us, and Raju have been established in the market very well, well perceived as a player. So these are our main contributing, and that's why we are now again diversifying into other markets where there is a lot of opportunities as far as the extrusion machineries are concerned. So we are now targeting Europe and CIS as well.
Okay, thank you for that. Just one last question. If I talk about interest cost on a YOY basis, it has increased from 0.05 crore in Q4 FY22 to 0.14 crore in the latest results. So, there is an increase of around 200% in the interest cost. Have we like taken any loan or?
Mr. Daga has explained, we are totally debt free and we have not taken any loan or there is no debt. But these are the things which, you know, when you get into the high value projects, there is a performance bank guarantees and the payment terms are a little different than direct payment terms. So that has resulted into a increase in the finance cost.
Well, okay. And just one last question. Do you have any targets in mind with respect to revenue or margins for the next 2-3 years in the ballpark figure?
Yeah, we are expecting to have the growth of from this figure to 15-18% in a top line, and we are expecting our margins to remain at 8-10%.
Okay. Thank you so much for all the insights and wish you the very best. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Keshav. Go ahead. You're audible.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to understand that what is the USP of our company and how do we differentiate our products from the competition, and also what is our pricing? Is it at par with competition, at premium to competition, or are we price warriors and basically selling at a discount to competition?
Okay, so if you talk about the domestic competition, there is the price war, but then also we are a little premium than the existing player. And our most important differentiate factor is the energy efficiency, which is a recurring cost at the customer side. So this is where our focus on. And if you talk about the world market, then we are 20-25% less expensive as compared to the European and American player.
Okay, ma'am. That's very heartening to know. And madam, how do you, ma'am, at our current installed capacity, how much is the peak production that we can generate provided demand is there?
If the demand is there and the listing is right, then as you have witnessed that in Q4, we have registered the 71 CR, which is, utilizing all the resources in a one quarter. So the current capacity, if you talk about the total revenue, one can easily reach out to 200 CR, and that is why the plan of the expansion has been taken up.
Right. And madam, you mentioned that we should be expecting around 8% margin for this financial year. I'm talking about basically operating margin, EBITDA margin. But madam, in FY18, we reached 15% operating margin. So
no, I talked about the net margin, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, net margin.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. And best of
luck. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Raj from Arjo Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, ma'am, you said you have clear pricing advantage when you do your exports. Okay. So, your prices are 20-25% lower compared to your peers in international space.
In the international space.
So when you do the peak sales of, say, 200 crores, so how much of exports can you push out of those sales? Because since here, you have a clear pricing advantage. So I wanted to know what exactly is stopping you from pushing the exports in.
Yeah, so if we talk about this financial year, we are end up, you know, having the export 35% of total revenue, and our target is to reach above 50%.
Okay, in FY24.
Correct.
About 50%.
50%, yeah.
Okay, okay. And also I see in your PPT that you have launched a new sheet for
sheet exclusion line for solar, yeah.
So how big can this opportunity really get?
See, currently the market is flooded with some Chinese machines. So this is a very good opportunity as far as no Indian machinery is contributing into this space. We are the only one. And the kind of solar targets which our PM has taken and not many PLI subsidies then available for this solar industry. So we see that there would be another requirement of 30 to 40 machines in next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. All right. It's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All the best. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neha Jain from Ortega Wealth. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Just had a couple of questions. Our new product that we have launched this year, Lamina E, just wanted to understand what is the potential and the opportunity for the product, and where do we plan to export the product?
Thank you. Mr. Jain, would you like to take this, please?
See, this is a new product catering to the renewable energy sector. As of now, we are looking more at the domestic market because that's where there's a huge capacity being invested in developing solar energy modules, solar modules. So export market, we are yet to explore, but we do think that there is an export market. But currently, this is the first machine which we've made, and we want to first stabilize on the domestic market before getting into the export market. So we see no reason why we cannot get this to contribute at least 10 to 15% of our turnover.
Okay. So with this new launch in the domestic market, how has the market reacted to the product? What is the response of the customers?
It has been very positive. The customers are quite satisfied. I mean, this is the first launch. The customers are quite satisfied, and the response is very encouraging. And we have been able to come up with all the performance parameters matching the parameters.
So with this product, do we see that this product might, you know, help us increase our market share?
Absolutely. That's the whole idea of getting into this product.
So market share in the domestic, right?
Firstly domestic, and later on getting into exports.
Right. Okay. Got it. And what are like the key indicators impacting the plastic extrusion machinery in the industry? Like, what are the key market trends?
The key market trend, as Khushbu mentioned earlier, is more to do with energy efficiency and then also getting into sustainability. Meaning coming up with extrusion solutions which are more sustainable and recyclable.
Okay. So there is a possibility if Lamina E does well in the market, we might come up with new products, develop new products.
Absolutely.
Okay, got it. So as of now, we don't have anything in pipeline, right, sir? We're just trying to focus to improve the market share of this product and then get into newer products.
We continuously keep on innovating. So it's a process. As and when we have some products, we will definitely revert.
Okay, sure. Just one last question, balance sheet question. So the short-term borrowings have increased during the year. So is this mainly due to working capital requirements, or is there any other reason for it?
Can I take this question? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, that short-term borrowing represents one bill which was discounted against LC, export invoices. Otherwise, we have not taken any borrowing. LC for 90 days was discounted. So that is only post-shipment credit we have availed.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Neha, do you have any follow-up question?
No, I'm done. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Lanav Tewang, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Trinity again. I want to ask that I have calculated that if you grow sales by, I say 20% and the ROE would be again be equal to 10% only. As the CAPEX would increase the total assets. So what are your plans for to increase the ROE?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, shall I take this question, ma'am?
Yeah, please.
Hello.
Yeah. See, as Ms. Doshi mentioned, the proposed expansion will be majorly into creation of space, additional space for assembly line, and some part of the capacity would be in enhancing the capacity, machine engineering capacity. So the major portion would be in creating infrastructure in terms of building land, additional space for assembly of the machines. So that if you calculate considering that value of asset, then the ROE will definitely be at around 10%. But the major chunk is going into building an asset, not in machinery.
But then also the 10% ROE number is not good for such a decent company.
The additional
plans to expand this ROE number to 15-20%.
I am coming to your question. The additional space which is being created under this expansion project, it will be for another 10 years because, see, the space which is being created will be accommodating the assembly line for 15% growth or additional assembly of machines for next 8 to 10 years. So, accordingly, it has to be calculated.
And the next question is, how you will fund the capex of 25 crore? Would you take debt or any equity issuances?
See, company is having sufficient internal accruals as on date. So right now there are no borrowing plans. It will be managed with the self internal accruals.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Meet from Niveshe. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, when new CapEx will start contributing to the revenue? And so, matlab, Q1, Q2, any guidance?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
So new CapEx we are planning of 22 crore, right? So
right.
From when we can expect it will contribute to the revenue? Q3, Q4. Guidance?
It will contribute into the FY 2024 revenue.
Okay, and my question is, what will be your operating margin, not net margin? So, any guidance for the operating margin, ma'am?
Prakash bhai, would you like to take this, please?
Okay.
Prakash bhai?
Hello.
Yes, sir. You
audible. Sorry, I was on mute. The operating margin will somewhere remain between 12-15%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Keshav Garg from CCI PMS. Please go ahead.
Ma'am, I'm trying to understand. You mentioned that we can do around 200 crore revenue at full capacity, and in fourth quarter we operated at full capacity. So we had revenue of 71 crore in fourth quarter. So ideally, we should be, our peak capacity should be around 280 crores, like 7 crores or 28.
So it's but you mentioned 200 crores, so what am I missing?
Yeah, you're missing that capacity cannot be utilized at 100%. That is a wishful position, but practically it's not happening. So capacity utilization has to be calculated as 80%-85%, not more than that.
Sure, ma'am. Also, madam, ma'am, we had a joint venture, Raju Bus Suno Express.
Balzano, yeah.
Right. So, madam, I don't think we have come out with the consolidated results in which our 49% share of profits of that joint venture are included.
Yes, since this was a quarterly thing, we didn't, but in the final year full report, you will get the consolidation from that company as well.
So, madam, is it like material to our numbers? Like, I mean, our 49% share of the profit, is it significant or not really material?
The company is around, I mean, the same company is doing a turnover of around 30 crore. So that would be the numbers coming through our P&L.
Madam, 30 crore will be top line, and since it's 49% owned, so we'll not consolidate it, the revenue part, only the 49% of the profits of that joint venture. So, madam, any idea you would like to give your shareholders that what is the bottom line of that joint venture?
If you talk about the margin there, the current margin would come around 10%-12%.
So, madam, this is profit after tax margin, NPM.
Right.
Yeah.
So, madam, approximately 1.5% would be our share of the profits.
Right.
And madam, lastly, just wanted to understand more about that renewable machine for solar films that you talked about. So, madam, basically, what is the function of that film that our machine will be manufacturing? I mean, where exactly does it help? I mean, is it replacing the glass on the solar panel?
No. Wherever you see the solar panel, you see the aluminum structure in glass, right? Photovoltaic cells are inside, and it is encapsulated by the sheet, which is being produced on the machine which we have developed. So each and every solar panel currently is being installed with this kind of a sheet, and it will continue to use the same sheets.
Right. So, madam, it is not as though it's a new application, it's an existing application, but it's being imported and we are trying to make an import substitute. Is that an
It is a new application for Raju. Raju has always been focused in the packaging sector, considering the plastic. But with the same plastic and the same process, now we are focusing on the renewable sector.
Sure, madam. And madam, one last thing. Madam, last year, government banned single-use plastic. So, madam, is it, any impact on our company?
Yeah, there was an impact from the domestic market, and as a part of the strategy, we literally got out of that particular segment when the ban is there. And with the same technology, we have launched this EVA sheet line, which goes into the solar sector.
Sure, ma'am. Ma'am, that's all from my side. Thank you very much, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Good afternoon, everybody. I just, from a macro perspective, I wanted to ask, as it has been mentioned in the past also, that, as a company, we are sort of exploring other avenues away from plastic packaging also, as one of the, you know, measures to de-risk the business and its dependence on plastic. So any views, your thoughts on that, how that is progressing, and, you know, what is the roadmap ahead on that aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last time we also spoke about this. So yes, of course, we have a diversification plan, but as a part of the de-risking strategy, what we have started doing is that we gather whatever the existing infrastructure and skills which as a group we have. So what we have done is maintaining the same technology, and with that technology we are diversifying into the different sectors. So the technology will remain same, the plastic will remain as same as the base material, but we are catering into the infrastructure, we are catering into the agriculture, and now with this solar sheet we would be in a renewable. So that is how we have started looking at. Probably down to 2 years down the line, there would be some more projects which is completely new than the plastic, other than the plastic.
Okay. That's great. So would we be also looking at collaborations with some other companies in doing that, or all of that development would be in-house only?
So the current development in the renewable and agriculture is totally in-house, and the technology is upgraded in the home. But of course, for other technologies, we remain open for the collaboration or any other sort of association where the technology lies. So yeah, that would we as a company are open for such opportunities. But currently, we are doing everything in-house.
Okay. And ma'am, since we are making headway on new product development and diversifying into the end applications, and we have a fair amount of exports also. So in terms of geographical expansion, do we have any sort of a vision as to enter any new geographies or change the amount of revenue that is coming in from export as a complementary growth strategy to the product development?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, we are targeting Europe and CIS region, and also targeting Middle East.
Okay. Right. So there is this new order of 30 odd crores from a European manufacturer. Is that going to be a one time, or can we expect a likelihood of repeat orders, or how will that work?
See, this is a huge, the equipment is huge, so the capacity is also huge. So once they, normally in capital goods, we get the repeat order after 2 to 3 years, depending on the growth story of the customer. So in this case, we are expecting that to be repeated with the same customer. Of course, with this installation, we would be able to open up the door for many other similar prospects in the market.
Right. And the revenue from this would start reflecting by next quarter or later on?
Next quarter.
So Q1 of the next financial
year. Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And so, all right. So right now, there is no partnership or collaboration on the immediate horizon, right? Just to confirm.
No. Oh. There are many in the pipeline, but nothing much to disclose about till we get some finalization stage. But yeah, so there's nothing much to disclose. Let me put it this way.
Fair enough, ma'am. All right. That's all from my end. All the best to you and the entire team. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Mahendra Gala from H&M Associates. Please go ahead.
I have a couple of questions. One is about the CapEx investment. Presently, is sufficient to service like a quarter ending March 23 showing 71 crores of a turnover. That shows that around 200 to 250 crores of turnover we can generate from the existing capacity. Now, right. Can you understand that what is the additional capacity which we are going to build up, so that how much it will be running for, like 100 crores, 200 crores, or what is the targeted amount of the revenue that we are expecting to generate from the new capacity?
So the capex which we have talked about, that would be in a phase-wise manner. So the first thing we will only enhance our capacity by 50 crore, and FY25 again we will enhance the capacity. So this will happen in a phase-wise manner. But to answer your question, yes, with the current capacity we can do 200, and with the additional capacity we would be able to do 250 or 275.
Okay, so it will be around, say, 30% expansion?
Right.
And the investment that we are looking at is something around 20 to 25 crore. Will it be in the phase manner, as you said, in 24, 25 and so on? Or what?
Yeah, it will be spread over 2 years.
Okay, And what is the exactly the 20 to 25 crore will be and percentage to the existing investment that we have made up, sir?
Sorry.
The expansion that we are looking at is in 30%. And
right.
what is the exactly amount of investment that we have at present, like in the 100% that we are looking at, like?
Prakash bhai.
So, Mr. Gala, if I'm correctly understanding your question, then you are asking about the phase-wise investment of the
No, phase-wise. Madam has clarified the phase-wise. I am just understanding that 30% is the total investment that we are going to make. And what is the existing capacity is something around 200 to 250 crores of a turnover. What exactly it is amounting is to the existing one, like 30% is the revenue that we are going to generate. But what is the investment that we are going to make is percentage to the existing that we are having?
See, there will be initial investment will be in the creating an additional space in phase one.
No, that isn't the question. Okay, go on, Prakash.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, if I'm correctly understanding, what Mr. Gala is asking is, what is the existing capex which has already been incurred?
Yeah.
Right.
So it is somewhere around 2.5 CR, which is shown as capital work in progress.
No, sir. I'm talking about the revenue generation is 200 to 250 crores of turnover.
Mm-hmm.
So it is on what capex that we are generating on this. That is what my question is.
The current asset block is just a second. I'll just.
Yeah.
Current asset block is 35 crores.
So we are able to generate on 35 crores something around say 200 to 250 crores. And now we are planning the 22 to 25 crores of investment and we are looking for something 70 to 75 crores of an additional turnover, right?
Right.
And this all investment would be in the building as you explained, or is there any other plans that is in pipeline?
So there would be building, there would be tools, and also investment in the further team building, because we need more people in the R&D and of course in the sales and marketing.
Okay. And one more question is about, we are looking for around an export of 50% this year, going to be the product mix of the current year. So what is on the margin side, whether the domestic and the export margins are the same that company is able to earn, or is there any difference compared to the indirect tax benefit, we are looking at the indirect tax benefits that company has on the exports. So what is going to be the margin on the local domestic turnover and the export turnover?
Yeah, Prakash sir.
See, the indirect tax benefit which you are talking about is normally the GST benefit. Otherwise, the earlier MEIS and all benefits have been withdrawn already. So, only the GST percentage is the cost difference between exports and domestic. And
Sorry.
That is also, all our export customers are much aware about it. So, it does not give any additional benefit in terms of margins. It is only the price, basic price which we negotiate with the customers, and that gives the margins.
So you mean to say there is an equal amount of a margin on the domestic and the exports?
No, it might be different. It might be different. Depends on the customization.
It will be different. And because the domestic market, the need of domestic market is less sophistication, less automation in the machine and the technology, where export demands more, which also contributes into the margin. So export margin will be more as compared to domestic.
Okay, so as we understood that the domestic or the total size right now is 15 to 17% of the gross revenue.
Right.
So, in terms of the domestic and in terms of an export, can you just mention about what is going to be the margin size on the exports, right?
If you talk about the net margin in domestic, it is extremely price sensitive market. So you can say a 4 to 5%. Where it comes to export, it is nearly 30 to 35% more.
Okay. Thanks a lot, man.
Mr. Gala?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah. Please, I'm there.
Mr. Gala, you had a question regarding the cash flow difference,
yeah.
If I remember. So it is just because we had discounted our bill against LC, it was around 1.5 crore. So it has been net off against the cash and bank balances. That is the only thing.
Because there is something written in the notes as an bank overdraft. So I thought that.
It's not an overdraft. It's not an overdraft. It's a bill discounted against LC. It's an LC of 90 days, which has been discounted. So.
Because there is a mention of an in the bracket size, something bank over less bank overdraft, something is mentioned on that.
Yes.
I thought whether it is a bank overdraft because there is enough of cash flow. I don't think Raju has anytime need the funds or shortage of funds, I think.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And I'll hand the conference over to Ms. Khushbu Chandra Kandoshi for closing comments.
So I would like to thank you all for taking the time out and attending this call. I'm also thankful to each member of our Raju Engineers family, as well as our clients, creditors, banks, financial institutes, and all other stakeholders. For any other further questions or information, please get in touch with our investor relations team. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Raju Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.